We've reached the time for our last feature. Evening News regular contributor Derek James remembers a TV show hosted by veteran quizmaster Nicholas Parsons, which 40 years ago was attracting more than 20 million viewers. His article is read by Peter Walsh.
Back in the 1970s, a time of big hair and flared trousers for young men, I remember coming across a bit of a do going on along Gentleman's Walk in Norwich. A large crowd had gathered, and they all looked so pleased to see the particular gentleman they were surrounding. It was a chap with a big smile on his face who has always found time to talk to people, sign autographs and pose for photographs, while doing more than most to sing the praises of Norwich and Norfolk across the land. His name? Nicholas Parsons. Now aged 94, he is still entertaining us as the quick-witted quizmaster of the brilliant and timeless radio show Just a Minute, which celebrates 50 years on the air this month. It was first broadcast on December the 22nd, 1967, and its panellists have ranged from the names of Peter Jones, Derek Nimmo and Kenneth Williams to Paul Merton and the stand-ups and personalities of today. It is a radio classic we have grown up with and come to love over the years, and it has followers across the world. There is even a jam club in India. But while jam is still a treat on the radio, that dear old Norwich favourite sale of the century is long gone. The sale ended in 1983, but the memories remain. Nicholas, who has also supported many charities over the years, recalls, "It was John Benson who created the famous opening line, 'From Norwich, it's the quiz of the week,' a line that was read out to me by audiences as if it was my catchphrase. In fact, I think thanks to this opening line, a lot of people thought I lived in Norwich, but I only visited the lovely city to record the shows. I enjoyed my visits immensely," he said. There was always a very happy atmosphere among the staff and the crew, and at times, as often happens in a small company, you felt like part of a professional family. I was sad when the last recordings were made, but for me it was a time to concentrate on other work. "But I love my time in Norwich with the show," said Nicholas. It ran for 12 years, from 1972 to 1983, and was Anglia's most successful light entertainment venture. It normally went out at 7:30 p.m. on Fridays. London Weekend Television was the first major company to take the show from Anglia, and by 1973, people across the country were tuning to watch. It ran for a whole year without a break. Some achievement for a quiz. By 1977, it spent 32 weeks in the top 10 programmes and reached number one with 20.6 million viewers. The following year, the run was shorter, but on December the 22nd, the number of people watching peaked at 21.2 million. Nicholas has always made a point of singing out the backroom team at Anglia in Norwich for special credit. "There was a very pleasant atmosphere at Anglia. The ones I worked most closely with were John Jacobs and Peter Joy, who was an inspired director. Canon Peter Freeman was Anglia's head of religious broadcasting and acted as adjudicator for the show," he said. The show started at the iconic Anglia HQ on Prince of Wales Road in Norwich and then moved down to the new studios on the site of the old Magdalen Street bowling alley, which is now Epic. The quiz of the week may have long gone, but the memories will live on.